Hey, well, I was just saying good morning to all the listeners. This is Republic Broadcasting and the Barden Report. PJ Barden is my name, and we're here today, live today, Saturday, the 10th of June, 2001. And I have to go through the burning story of the day here in the UK, and this is just catastrophic, not just an error, but 12 massive errors in one that Theresa May has made by calling a totally unnecessary general election. It was supposedly to wipe out the Labour Party and get an increased majority and give her extra strength in the Brexit negotiations. But right out in front of her and the morons advising her, I regard all this regard as Theresa May as a spook, an absolutely spooky woman with bad judgment. But she called a snap election without the constituencies in Britain, the 650 parliamentary constituencies, are due up for review and redrawing this year. And that's a straightforward thing to do. You've got a judge in charge of it. And it was, by its nature, because of the shifts in population, it was going to give the Conservatives an advantage, big advantage. But she ignored that. And we were on an open system for many, many years, whereby the Prime Minister, once elected, could call an election any time within a five-year limit. And under the last coalition government of previous one of Liberals and Conservatives, Cameron, they went to a fixed term of 5 years. Now Theresa May removed that, called an election, and she's lost her majority. She is in dire trouble. The government will stay in power, but she has to make an alliance with the Ulster Unionists in Northern Ireland, the 10 DUP members who will support her very well, and she is hanging by a thread. So the UK, Theresa May, the Conservative Party, the UK, is holed below the waterline, and the Brexit negotiation situation now is dire, absolutely dire. The EU is going to absolutely screw the UK, and this is 100% Theresa May's fault. And it was obvious in calling an election campaign that the Remainers were going to declare war on her and support anybody who could take a seat off the Conservatives. And she also just withdrew arrogantly the triple lock on pensions guarantees for old folks, which is the Conservative vote is largely an older senior vote. And she had no campaign ready at all. It was a disastrous campaign. Her own party now is threatening her. She'd probably only be in Prime Minister for 6 months, and maybe Boris Johnson will take over then. But the government will limp along for two or three years. It has a five-year term. But this woman has made a shocking error and done shocking damage to Brexit and everything else. The pound is dropping today and will continue to drop. But it is a shambolic mess. And as I say, her advisors, her own parliamentary partner, are threatening her to get rid of her advisors who wrote a dreadful election campaign manifesto, which didn't come across to the public at all. And it is dreadful, absolutely dreadful. And things were heading up okay. She was determined to put a team together, which was Boris Johnson, David Davis, and herself, to start this Brexit negotiations in a few weeks' time. And then she pulled this election, and she has blown everything up. So how a politician can mess things up? The UK is in a shocking state thanks to Theresa May. And on and on it goes, but we'll keep people posted over the next few weeks. I should say the Barden Report, such as it is, on the 1st of July, I'll be shopping places with Farron Schoaf, and we'll be moving to 9 p.m. Central. 9 p.m. Central Time, Saturday, for a three-hour program. I'll be able to take up what I was saying over 18 months. The first hour we'll be doing work and broadcasting and bringing on people who can help people with depression and mental illness. That's something I really want to develop. And as of the 1st of July, I'll be able to do that. But the situation here, I have to say, I could go on and on and on about it. It is truly shocking what Theresa May has walked into, an absolute minefield of a situation. But otherwise, things are going on in the usual way. My agenda here, SSRIs, vaccinations, there's no end of stories. I try to vary them. and the police state and Agenda 21 marching forward. No relentless let-up despite Donald Trump. And we now have this Mr. Comey turning around and going to cause as much trouble for Trump as he possibly can. There's one story here. There's five stories everyone is ignoring from last week while the media implodes over Trump firing Comey. And this is a power-hungry president has kicked a power player out of office and the mainstream media is having a field day. Headlines have obsessively focused on Trump's termination of FBI Director James Comey and the implications that come with it, drawing comparisons to Richard Nixon's Watergate. Or the media and the Democrats want to make this Watergate to the power of 10, no doubt about it. And there's nothing there except the criminality of Comey and the Clintons, which has still not been addressed by this creature, this Attorney General Sessions. Would somebody tell me what talent this guy's meant to have? He's a geriatric, he's too old for the job, and he's out of his depth. And because he excused himself from dealing with Comey's history, there's a prosecutor appointed now who is going to cause havoc as well. This is shocking, and it's self-imposed crap by Trump and Sessions, as well as the problems they inherited as such. But, if one was drawing a parallel here with Theresa May, they're walking into walls all over the place. It says, while the drama currently unfolding will certainly have profound implications for the present and future, the theatrics playing out on telescreens and around the country are hardly representative of a bigger picture in the United States. As millions of Americans fix their eyes and minds on the ongoing developments, other stories are lurking behind the curtain and reveal far more about the struggle we face. And the person writing this article is Kelly Welder. I haven't seen her before for Activist Post, but anyway. And he said, the five item news stories that once brings people's attention to her. The Pentagon is seeking a troop increase in Afghanistan after 16 years of repeating that exact mistake. There's something really sinister about this. Is this the growing of the poppy fields? The last time anti-media put together, was there a group, an organization, put together a list of stories filing, by the way, the media frenzy. They were saying that Trump's decision to bomb Syria, an increase of troops in Afghanistan, and made the cut. Unfortunately, it's a recurring development as various mainstream outlets report with little traction. The Trump administration is considering sending as many as 5,000 more troops to Afghanistan. The options are still being considered, and even Trump and the likes of Condoleezza Rice have pushed for a different strategy. The potential increase amounts to business as usual for the empire mired in endless war, but the country still plagued by the very same terrorists the United States vowed to eradicate 16 years ago. Well, the drug flow coming out of Afghanistan has never been interrupted by this. This is shocking. It's absolutely shocking that the opium and heroin coming out of Afghanistan is supplying the world supply non-stop. So what's going on, folks? It's meant to be in military control of Afghanistan. Well, they're controlling the drug supply to increase it when people coming out. And the same amount of drug money being laundered by the banks. The same military-industrial complex goes on. It says there is currently over 8,000 troops in Afghanistan, making a spike of several thousand troops significant and a sign of the military-industrial establishment's continued hold over American foreign policy. That's story number one. They want to get out here in the Activist Post, which is saying the Comey story is masking. Number two story, the FDA-approved drugs come with rampant safety hazard. Well, it's been established by Mike Adams and National News that the majority of drugs are coming through the system approved by the FDA, which are not properly tested at all. They're being tested on you, when your GP prescribes them. That's what's going on. According to an analysis published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, 32% of drugs deemed safe, SAFE, by the Food and Drugs Administration were later flagged as potentially harmful, horrendously harmful, according to the study, which examined 222 novel therapeutic-approved drugs between 2001 and 2010. Post-market safety events included the agencies either recalling drugs, issuing additional box warnings, or publishing safety communications for them. These after-the-fact safety actions were common among biologic and psychiatric drugs, as well as drugs granted and expedited by the FDA. again, non-stop leaks, stories about the FDA, a criminal organization, that's not, the right-hand arm of the pharmaceutical industry. That's what the FDA is, the Federal Drugs Administration. Ultimately, this is an unsurprising, considering the agency is run by pharmaceutical insiders. The industry provides funding directly to the agency, and the agency often uses studies sponsored by drug companies to make its determinations. What continues to be surprising, however, often the disparity is raised, is that same, that same agency refuses to consider cannabis a potential medical treatment, even as it appears synthetic pharmaceutical versions of the exact same substance are being sold for outrageous amounts of money. As well known, cannabis is a cure or a great addition to MS, multiple sclerosis. Number three story that's not in the mainstream either. The Dakota Access Pipeline has already sprung a leak. Despite months of protests expressing concern that the highly contested pipeline could threaten environmental safety and water resources, the project was pushed through and demonstrations were violently suppressed. On Wednesday, however, it was revealed, and I'm writing this last week, 13th of May or so, it was revealed that the pipeline leaked 84 gallons at the start of April. Though this is a relatively small amount, the pipeline is not even operational yet. Well, this shows they're using crap welders and low-cost skill to develop this. The pipelines in the UK have never leaked, any of the gas pipelines, or they've never had a leak. We've had tankers hit the shoreline here and leak, but that's never happened here in 100 years. The Department of Environment and Natural Resources did little to announce the spill to the public. Instead, opting to simply report it on its website. Pipeline leaks run rampant around the country, and according to the recent report from KCAT, or that is, there have been over 740 leaks in North Dakota alone. Right? That amounts to a leak of spill every 11 hours per day. Another buried story, not in the media. This bulletproof home security. Four, cop sues after being fired for not shooting a suicidal man. He was fired for not shooting a suicidal man. And this from West Virginia. A former cop is suing the city of Weirton, W-E-I-R-T-O-N, West Virginia, after he was fired for not shooting a man who was threatening to kill himself. According to a former officer, the guy involved, Stephen Matter, a former Marine, to tell a police officer when in doubt either to shoot or kill or get fired is a choice that no police officer should ever have to make. The suicidal man, Ronald J. Williams, had been begging officers to shoot him, and another officer eventually did, ending his life, killed him, and preventing Williams from ever receiving mental health treatment. Mader also alleges that after Williams was killed, the city of Weirton waged a campaign to discredit him and his performance on the job prior to the shooting. Considering police shootings still occur daily in the United States, whether because the victim is mentally ill or the wrong race or simply touting a toy gun, and Mader's story, the innocent police officer involved, highlights the grave lack of accountability any violent officers still face, as well as the struggle many well-meaning cops face. Well, this just mentioned this thing, Weirton, West Virginia. This is the policy of this police department. Shoot first, ask questions later. Another story number five is being buried according to this article. NSA continues warrantless mass surveillance of millions of Americans. What's new? This story actually broke last week, but it received, the National Security Agency, NSA, but it received little attention to or concern from American public. The International Business Times summarized the findings of a recent report from the Office of Director of National Intelligence. Even under the revised law, which only allowed the NSA to collect all metadata about individuals who have suspected ties to terrorism, the NSA was able to gather more than 151 million phone records, despite having warrants for just 42 individuals in 2016. 42 warrants and 151 million were carried out. How about that? Oh, dear, dear. The Americans may continually comfortable with mass surveillance, convincing themselves that they have nothing to fear because they have nothing done wrong. Well, you've been set up. This story is particularly relevant considering the FBI, like the NSA, has engaged in spying on the public times over. In fact, the FBI itself of pioneer technology the US NSA used for its surveillance and practices. Remember also James Comey's past tirades against encryption and his insistence on total government access to American smartphones and data. While the other arm of government, which it has become, is Amazon, when it's snooping devices that it's selling within your home. And they are a military-industrial contractor selling snooping software that they've developed. Amazon. You call them the 18th security agency in the United States, Amazon. And he says, Comey has a track record of everything from operating. James Comey passed our rage against encryption and his insistence on total government access to American smartphones and data. We're missing a page here, and I can't finish the story. Something has dropped out. But there are the five stories that should have been covered in the media. I would say five amongst probably 100. Not covered, because the media is political, and driven by political agendas, hiding news and putting out propaganda lies and putting out stories for the security agencies. Mainstream media is a disgrace, an absolute horror story. But this story here from the UK, thousands of police on the beat without current background checks. Well, they've lowered the level of acceptance of police officers in America, Canada and the United States, especially the United States, for many, many years now. And it says, well, it's a very complex story here. Colossal pedophile ring busted, 900 arrested, 300 kids saved. Corporate media ignores it. Well, they say Sessions has a special team dealing with this. I'll accept that. But we're not hearing the results. But they're going after this, the elements leading up to what is Pizzagate, which is probably the most horrendous pedophile ring of child abduction and abuse and child sacrifice in the world. And it's at the very top of the Democratic Party. And Podesta and all the rest of them, and Hillary Clinton and all these people are involved in Pizzagate. But this is a very long article, and I'll have to do maybe a program piece on it, because it's well worth reading. But it's activist post, and it's the 10th of May 2017, 1 month ago. It's written by G. Serenopoulos. Colossal pedophile ring busted, 900 arrested, 300 children saved. We'll do a piece on that on its own. But anyway, the police state marches forward relentlessly. And I don't know which story to take here. Here it says, I will not come with before. So the Orwellian College of Social Engineering students with fake pronouns. So this is really good. Another story I'll come with again. More campus crazy situation. Student was penalized by an instructor for daring to use the word man in an essay. So you use genders. We're not allowed to use gender pronouns now. And there's 32 different genders according to these universities. I mean, this is insane. Absolutely. This reference to a video, actually. There's much to read here. But Aurelian College's socially engineering students with fake pronouns. I want to get this video. Warning, this video, the video is on activist post. And it's the 25th of March, Orwellian College's socially engineering students with fake pronouns. Well, this started in California, the open-air lunatic asylum of political correctness. No doubt about it. But I read the story a week or two ago about the college professor lecturing essay, and because the word man was in mankind, the student was failed in the exam. And the college, let's see the name of that college again, the College of Martin Porter Roche, let's see where it is, I've slipped on the list here, but the name of the college goes somewhere to the break. Anyway, we're coming up to the break, and we should be back there.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hi folks, let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Okay. Going back in again for the break, short run, but that was Michael Rivera there giving a very good exposition of what this radio station is about and what's been doing with John Statham about 13 years in RBN and about the same period, 10 other years on GCN, and pointing out the truth, the unabashed truth, and they're just appealing to people to support the station. But continuing on in this, again, insane world of political correctness, which is a form of vicious fascism. Dave Hodges is saying here, it's not very good. Anyone disagreeing with the government will go to prison, including the media, for covering it. That is the plan of the Globalists. He's writing this just last year. But George Bush, you're either with us or against us. No variation of opinions. Homegrown violent extremists can be motivated by any viewpoint on the full spectrum of hate, anti-government views, racism, bigotry, anarchy, and as George was talking, and other despicable beliefs. So the truth of them is a despicable belief. As we can clearly observe, Assistant Attorney General, this is back in 2016, John Carlin, as he was then, is clearly stating that if one disagrees with the government, they are considered, under the Patriot Act, to be homegrown violent extremists. Oh yeah, you're a terrorist. Reuters, while describing Carlin's position, likens domestic right-wing extremists with anti-government views, is guilty of providing material support for domestic terrorism, further disagreeing with your government and forcing you to disappear under the NDAA. Since 9/11, the feds have been engaged in a sequential and incrementally implemented scheme to do away with the First Amendment. Technically, anyone in the independent media will be declared to be guilty of providing material support for domestic terrorists for interviewing domestic terrorists such as Ammon Bundy. Well, Ammon Bundy is in prison, totally innocent man, and being tortured and abused under the Trump administration. They have done nothing about it. Is any media member interviewing someone who is promoting their cause against the government? And certainly RBN have interviewed Ammon Bundy, and one of RBN's people, Tom LaCavera, is still being held without charge in Portland, Oregon. Any of these people will be arrested. I see no distinction, Hodges is saying here, between declared to be a domestic terrorist and providing material support for a domestic terrorist. Both groups will be imprisoned or worse. As this legal double talk will land Dave Hodges et al. In prison. And I show the photo here of Shauna Cox and Ammon Bundy at the Mount Dura event in Burns, Oregon. But I just want to another piece of the article here. According to a recent ACLU report, the federal government material support and conspiracy statutes, wait till you hear this, allow the government to obtain convictions without having to show that any specific act has taken place. Tom McAvoy has been accused of constructive guilt because he was close to somebody who had a gun in the hotel. He didn't have a weapon. He was close to them. Right? Or is being planned or even as a defendant intended to engage in words, America, you are guilty of pre-crime because someone thinks you are going to do something. Whoa. Predictive programming. No act of Congress is necessary because, according to recent interpretations of American jurisprudence, proving material support for terrorism is a crime prohibited by the U.S. Patriot Act and Article 18 of the United States Code, the Patriot Act. Oh, boy, that's why they pulled off 9/11, introduced appalling legislation like that, Sections 23, whatever, 2339. Again, you may not have done anything wrong, but the government thinks you are doing so. For example, if Dave Hodges interviews Ammon Bundy and allows Ammon Bundy to have his say, and Ammon goes on to commit an act that the government says is urgent, then Dave Hodges is guilty of providing material support. The government could say that Bundy was attempting to grow the number of Confederates who are loyal to his cause, and Dave Hodges assisted. Therefore, Dave Hodges is arrested as an accomplice in all of Bundy's actions. This is what they're going to do. I've done it already with Tom LaCavera. Below, I write the following article on the 17th of October 2015, from which the excerpts are included, based on Carlin's statement, the Assistant Attorney General of 2015. I predict that all working in independent media will be subject to arrest under the new Department of Justice guidelines for providing material support to domestic terrorists. And that is exactly what we are on the verge of seeing. What exactly is domestic terrorists? Some news outlets are reporting that this is the new development. It is not, and I reported on this in October last year. Below are the extracts from the article, which will continue them after the break. But anyway, go to the bottom of the outbreak, and we should be back in about 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Coming back in again from the Mother's Hour break, and we're discussing this gargantuan police state grip backed up by the Patriot Act and all the other legislation, which is knocking people into a total tyranny. Now, Hodges is quoting here, CNN exposes a very dangerous agenda. Well, CNA are an extremely dangerous agenda as such. Washington, CNA, domestic terror groups pose a greater threat to America than ISIS. Can you believe this crap? Domestic terrorists, that's the alternative media, and people telling the truth, are a bigger threat to America than ISIS. This is a poisonous crap put out by CNN. Or Al-Qaeda, a Justice Department official said on Wednesday. The CNN and the Justice Department writing this jointly to put out as pure poison and propaganda. To help combat them, the domestic terrorists, the alternative media, the department has created a new council that will coordinate the investigation and prosecution of anti-government and hate groups. It is legal to be anti-government in one's speech, and this statute does not apply the subsequent use of violence. From CNN, Assistant Attorney General John Carlin, as he was previous to Sessions, who oversees national security at the Justice Department, announced the new position, the Domestic Terrorist Council, following a number of violent attacks or plots against the U.S. that he said were motivated by anti-government views, racism, bigotry, and anarchy, and other despicable beliefs, like wanting to discern the truth. Take note of the use of the strategy often referred to as incrementalism. Carlin vilifies groups that most Americans do not approve of. For example, the KKK, overt practices of racism, act of violence. However, Carlin slipped into his rhetoric that anyone that characterizes any person harboring any expressed anti-government views as a domestic terrorist. This is a thinly veiled attempt to end all criticism of government and government officials. It's absolutely not concealed at all. It is in the DNA of America to oppose government tyranny, and that is precisely what we are witnessing in today's Obama administration, as we witnessed in 2015. It is our duty to protect and defend the Constitution. However, these anti-government views and activists are being characterized as the actions of a domestic terrorist. This is the beginning of the creation of enemies of the state list. It is analogous to what Steve Quayle has long referred to as the red list, blue list. Yeah, that's dividing the country up. Those to be eliminated, those to be slaves, and those who are to be the Illuminati chosen ones. From the NDAA to the plethora of illegal and constitutional executive orders, the President Obama, President Obama administration has made a mockery of the Constitution. However, in the words of our occupied government, i.e. analogous to the French Vichy World War II, Nazi collaborators, a bit long into this, this administration wants to declare you to be a terrorist for the simple act of disagreeing with the government's mandates. If traditional Bible-believing Christians oppose gay marriage, they are members of a hate group cult. No matter how offensive these Christian worldviews may appear to some, in the constitutional right of these conservative groups to hold and express these beliefs. Yet these beliefs are being criminalized, and the holders of these beliefs are being set up for prosecution. The Constitution is dead. Long live the Constitution. The world is turned upside down. Again, the CNN coverage of Carlin's inflammatory comments continues. Groups such as ISIS and Al-Qaeda, who are inspired by religious extremism, are designated by our federal government as terror organizations, which makes it illegal to support or assist them. But no such statute exists to prosecute white supremacists, the Ku Klux Klan, or anti-government extremists, forcing federal law enforcement to find more concrete charges to lock them up. And he goes on and on and on. It says, Clive Bundy is accused of conspiracy to commit an offense against the U.S., assault on a federal officer with a deadly weapon, use and carry of a firearm in relation to a crime of violence. And that never happened. Interference with commerce by extorting, obstructing an administration, justice, and aiding and abetting. Did Clive and Bundy actually commit an offense against the U.S.? No, he did not. Did Clive and Bundy actually assault a federal officer with a deadly weapon? No, but the government says he intended to. Who? Did Clive and Bundy carry a weapon in relation to a crime of violence? No, but did this criminal administration say he intended to? And all these charges they're on are trumped up charges. It's absolutely obscene, and I'm appalled that the Patriot Movement is such a are making no progress in getting the Bundys, the Hammonds out of prison and Tom McAvera. It just seems to be stalled. There's also Steve Bannon as the representative of the people advising Trump, and nothing is being done about this. That's just the main headers of what people know is already going on. And this is just staying on this predictive programming stuff. It said one of the many contracts, a Russian company adds pre-crime emotional recognition tech to surveillance cameras. Now, this stuff's far-fetched. And Nicholas West of Activist Post is writing this article. And he's saying here, nearly all areas of the modern world now have adopted surveillance camera apparatus. With the current rise in biometric identification technology, we are now entering the next phase of unprecedented privacy reduction. Surveillance cameras equipped with real-time facial recognition tied into police departments. A Russian company, NTech Lab, made headlines last year for its implementation of Find Face, a software that was applied to Russian social media site Vkonta, and it's nearly 300 million users. That's really, it's using Facebook and having video cams on the computer. Insane. And listen to us. The software claimed a 70% success rate in matching any photo taken to a social media profile, allowing strangers to identify one another instantaneously. Find Face was an immediate hit, signing up half a million users in the first 2 months. These clowns. NTech Lab is now announcing that they are ready to fulfill the next stage of their development, which integrates emotional identifiers into their facial recognition software. The company is claiming 94% success rate in being able to detect markers that indicate stress, anger, or anxiety. The company believes that the merger of these technologies would be a natural fit for surveillance cameras to aid police in pre-crime detection. Russian government's rollout is out to Moscow estimated 150,000 closed-circuit TV cameras. NTech chief executive Alexander Kavakov has clearly indicated that it's moving in that direction in a Telegraph article. The police state marches on. We stop it dead in its tracks. Because these latest London terrorist attacks, all the guys involved were on the MI5, MI6 and police lists, and they were being watched at different stages, and they weren't picked up. Considering the British government introduced internment in Northern Ireland, where there was 150 to 200, 300 dangerous terrorists, but there's now admitting there's 3,500 jihadists operating in Britain. 3,500. And we know what should be done. But they're saying that another element of this is mass hypnosis, mind control, and trigger words. Melissa Dykes, writing this article for Activist Post, she's saying here this, well, she's actually introducing a video, so I can't really describe this, but in this video, Melissa Dykes of TruthStreamMedia.com shows how the mainstream corporate news media hypnotized their audiences with how certain trigger words are used to turn people into unthinking zombies. Well, that's universities are full of that. They're introducing new pronouns and new genders. And young teenagers were never, even in Hitler's youth, were never under such sustained propaganda and attack to confuse them as to definitions of who they are, and what to believe. And on the same subject, you could say fascist book burning begins as high school confiscates yearbook due to politically incorrect quotes from a student. I read this out a week or two ago, and just read it again because this fits in with what we're talking about today. A North Carolina high school has issued a full yearbook recall after a personal quote that one of its seniors chose to put beneath his class photo triggered some of the fellow student teachers and administrators, making it too controversial for circulation, according to Charles. A North Carolina high school has issued a full recall after a personal quote. We'll come to the personal quote in a minute. And the personal quote raised that Donald Trump used throughout his campaign. The personal quote was "build that wall." Whoa, that's to be censored. That was, and they're censoring this out of the yearbook of a North Carolina high school dish. And the Charlotte Observer is quoting on this. It said, Richmond Early College, that's the one, Richmond Early College, the RUCHS of near Buckingham, which enrolls 259 students, has become a national spectacle since the decision was made to retrieve and destroy yearbooks based on the printing of these three simple words, build that wall. School officials say that they were unaware of the offending quote until a handful of pre-ordered yearbooks arrived and stated to be started to be distributed, catching the attention of Principal Toya Waddell. Before the rest of the yearbooks could be released, Waddell had them all pulled and banned. The tyranny goes on in colleges, non-stop, absolutely non-stop. And in relation to that as well, this is a California bill, SV 649, would force 5G wireless transmitters outside your home. Well, 3G, 4G, and 5G are beginning to fry your brains, and they are a disgrace. You don't need them. Fiber optic cable is the answer to all this communications. By underground fiber optic cable, and no risk to anyone. But this article here is describing the horrors of 5G. The California state... Tell California state senators no to SB 649, no small cell invasion. California pending legislation, SB 649, will streamline placement of 5G small cell distributed antenna systems, DASs, on electric and light poles in front of businesses and residents. This bill eliminates local control and jurisdiction with regard to DAS placements throughout the state of California. And it says, read more about the bill and take action at the Sciences for Weird Tech site. Yeah. Then the Ellen Marks of the California Brain Tumor Association, says, please write your legislature, Ellen, if there's anything. While cities and counties can presently refuse telecommunications equipment on their own property for any reason, including health damage, SB 642 is a sneaky attempt by the wireless industry to change the rules of the game. The bill would strip local governments of their property rights and force them to ignore safety, aesthetic, and health and other issues and approve all wireless companies. Another way of killing us. Applications along public streets and properties. The California State Association of Counties has written a letter stronger, a letter. Well, they want to follow up on the letter, folks. A letter strongly opposing SB 649 that raises these issues. The wireless industry has made some specious claims in support of the bill, including a DAS box. DAS box is the only size of a pizza box. Well, it's not the size of the raising yourself. This claim was totally debunked. SB 649 is currently at the government and finance stage. We're talking about early May 2017. SB 49 is at the government finance stage. Okay. Please rise or call, it says to the census. I mean, 5G, 4G, you're going to fry your brains to bits. And it's all slow people down and just destroy them. And as I said, you've seen their father, whose son died of such pollution at San Diego University, because he's similar cell phone tower outside his room in the university. And in the same kind of vein, the IRS seized $17 million in legally earned cash from business owner Watchdog Reports. And really dangerous rightfully supposed. Police departments aren't the only ones seizing money from citizens without charging them with a crime. The IRS is in the civil assets forfeiture game too. In just 2 years, from 2012 to 2014, the IRS stole more than $17 billion from innocent business owners, deliberately targeting their earnings for an easy steal. Using obscure anti-money laundering rules and civil assets forfeiture, the agency compromised the rights of individuals and their businesses, the government watchdog has discovered. The Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, TIGTA, released a report on March 30th. That details how IRS investigators seized hundreds of bank accounts from business owners based on nothing but suspicious patronal deposits. Boy, how you were in America. In more than 90% of those cases, the money was completely legal. The audit also found that investigators violated internal policies when conducting interviews, failed to notify individuals of their rights, and improperly bargained to resolve the cases. You can listen anyway, describing this theft by the IRS. To combat criminal activity, individuals and businesses are required to report all bank deposits greater than $10,000 to federal authorities, intentionally splitting up large sums of cash into sort of $10,000 amounts to avoid. That reporting ground is known as structuring and is illegal under the federal bank because yeah. But many business owners engaged in perfectly legal activities. Many may be aware of them. May be aware of the law. Others are covered by insurance policies that don't cover cash losses greater than $10,000. So others simply want to avoid extra paperwork and keep their deposits less than $10,000 on the advice of bank employees or colleagues. Under the Act, structuring. Dividing transactions into less than $10,000 structuring is technically a crime, but the reporting requirements were enacted to detect serious criminal activity, including terrorist activity, money laundering, and drug trafficking. They were not put in place just so that the government could enforce the reporting requirements, as the IG report explains, but the IRS didn't let that stop them. The agency pursued hundreds of cases from 2012 to 2015 on suspicions of structuring, as they call it, with no indications of connections to any criminal activity. Simply depositing cash in sums of less than $10,000 was all that took to arouse, again, agent suspicion, leading to the eventual seizure and forfeiture of millions of dollars of cash from people not otherwise suspected of criminality. The Inspector General found that money seized and forfeited by the IRS was legally obtained in 91% of samples, etc., etc. The relentless police state attacking. Sorry for the long out here. But there's no winter, folks. Absolutely no interest. But anyway, we'll continue on with this other things after the break. We should be back in a few minutes.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Back in for the short run to the top of the hour. Just continuing on in this shocking, endless police state grip on us, and I referred to it briefly and didn't work on it, but the international war on cash, and Jeff Thomas is writing an article here from Activist Post. Back in 2000, he says, I began warning of the increasing capital controls that we would see in the future as a component of the decline of Western economies. The Western Western in the broad sense, including Japan, Australia, etc. Along the way, it occurred to me that at some point governments might likely attempt to eliminate paper currency in favor of electronic currency in the digital cash economy, transferred from party to party solely through licensed banks. Sound far-fetched? Well, maybe, but what if the US and the EU agreed on an overall plan and suggested it to other governments? On the face of it, this smacks of conspiracy theory, yet certainly all governments would benefit from this control and would likely get on board. In fact, it might prove to be the only way out of the present economic problems. Well, as I say, you can be wiped out at the stroke of a keyboard if you agree to a cashless society. I mean, it's very stupid. It's very simple to work out. Admittedly, a lot of massive transactions are through cash cards and credit cards and all the rest of it. But if we go completely cashless, we are destroyed, absolutely destroyed. And same here. So how would it play out? Here's roughly how I see it. Link the free movement of cash to terrorism, create a consciousness that any movement of large sums suggests criminal activity. Well, they've already done that. Establish upper limits on the amount of money that can be moved without reporting to some government investigative agency. Honecker's Germany again. Periodically lower those limits. Yeah, well, they're removing the high denomination notes that they've done in India, France, and in several countries. That's already gone on. Accustom people to making all purchases, however small or large, through a bank card. Create the consciousness that the mere profession of possession of cash is suspect, since it's no longer necessary. Yeah, you're a suspect if you have cash. Like the plenty if you pay for an airline ticket in cash, that's flagged up as a red light. You have to pay for an airline ticket in a credit card or you can't get it. When I first wrote on the subject, he says there was considerable criticism as to the possibility that such a program would be attempted, let alone succeed. And granted, you saw that back in 2008, here we are 9 years later, and granted, it was so Orwellian that it was understandably seen as a crackpot idea. But since that time, the program has been developed extremely rapidly. In the last 6 months alone, it has become so visible that it has even garnered a name, the War on Cash. Yeah. References in the media have been made that terrorist groups fund their attacks with cash. Dozens of countries have placed limits on the maximum amount of money that can be moved without reporting. Some, notably France, have already begun lowering their limits. Banks in some countries, notably Sweden, are already treating all cash transactions as suspicious. The previously theoretical phrase is now all underway. This issue has expanded more quickly than I anticipated. She says, clearly the governments that are forcing it into being are running out of time. There can only be one reason why they're pushing the program that normally would be given more time to be accepted. Anyway, we'll continue this after the top of the hour, and we should be back in about 2 minutes.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.